Guys, you keep coming back. It's really, I don't know why you keep doing that, but anyway, here we are again. This One's on the House is brought to you by Anchor.
Rage, fury, irritation, humiliation.
Dude, there's some really good shit.
Look, I told you, little friend, I ain't paying for that!
Well, this one's on the... And the drums!
What's up, guys? How you doing? How are you doing?
Episode 16.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Episode 16.
Oh, wow. I mean, how many is that in, like, feet? One and a third. Trick question. We didn't use units. Could have been something else. Oh, no.
Yeah, like one and a third, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway. If you guys wouldn't mind, or... I mean, if you don't want to, obviously don't do it. I mean, don't do what you don't want to do. It's stupid. But if you like what you're hearing, you can definitely check out a lot of stuff that we're posting about. A lot of memes, a lot of funny stuff, shit from the show, things that are relevant, things that are completely irrelevant. Hop on over to On The House Podcast on Instagram. Search for that shit. Look for that shit. And then follow that shit. If you guys want to send us an email, you can also do that. That's fine. I mean, we use email too. You know, we're older, so, I mean, you know, maybe this is ridiculous that we're even saying this, but we do have a Gmail, which is onthehousepod@gmail.com. Go ahead, send us hate mail. Send us things that sound nicer than hate mail. Send us whatever, you know? We got an interesting show lined up for you. CJ, please, would you start with the Would You Rathers?
Sure. So I have two of them today, and I think they're relatively tame, so... I'll begin with my, would you rather get dumped by the person of your dreams or have to squash a tarantula with your thumb? Success not guaranteed.
Is success not guaranteed with the first one? I don't know how that works. Or is that
No, you get dumped or you have to attempt to squash a tarantula with your thumb. Success not guaranteed on said squashing.
Well, that was actually a trick question because it doesn't matter what it pertained to. If anyone has listened to any of our earlier episodes, there's at least three of them where I have absolutely admitted that I don't want to fuck with spiders in any kind of capacity. I wouldn't want to fucking do that if I knew the tarantula was going to be dead. I'll take the heartbreak. I'll deal with it. Better than having those weird fucking pointy things that tarantulas have go into my skin and make me itchy as fuck. Choice given.
Yeah, fuck spiders, dude. I'm definitely down for the first one too.
Hey, you know what? There's more people to fall in love with. There's one tarantula right there and I don't fucking like it and I don't want to deal with it, so nah.
So yeah, just quick rapid firing on that one. My second one might lead to a conversation, so give me one of yours or yours first, because I don't know. We'll see. It could be quick. I don't know. Just, yeah, what do you got?
I'm gonna change it up just a little bit right now. I'm giving you no more than 3 seconds to answer the next three in quick succession.
What the fuck?
Hey, get ready for it, man.
Just go. What do you got?
Three hands or three legs?
How many hands or three legs? Three or three?
Three or three.
Oh, I mean, I already have three legs, so I'll take three hands, I guess.
All right, I'm gonna keep going because that was a good answer, though. All right, kiss your best friend's armpit. And they like it a little bit, or let a random dog lick your bare asshole?
The second one.
good answer. That's the correct one. Here's the kicker. Would you rather have every movie you watch turn slowly into Shrek 2, or have every song you listen to slowly turn into Smash Mouth All-Star?
Oh, Shrek 2.
Oh my god. Okay, so your music over movies, okay.
Yeah, dude, definitely. Me too.
That's interesting. I wasn't... That one's... It's hard, dude. All-Star? That's...
Yeah, it's tough. It's a good song, but there's so much music that I like. And then Shrek 2 is also a decent enough movie that, you know.
No, but that's the thing, though. It's like, that's what the fucker. It's like, it's not Shrek 1, which was fantastic. It's Shrek 2, dude.
I know. Shrek 2 is still a really good movie.
It is. Shrek 3 was...
It's got a fucking banging soundtrack.
Dude, actually, the first one did too. Like, good for them. And I don't give a damn about my reputation. That was a great fucking song. That was Shrek 1, but you know. Anyway, so I will have another one, but I wanted to at least get those out of the way. But let's hit your second one that you said could potentially develop.
All right, so let me pull this up really quick. Yeah, this one. Would you rather shit yourself at your own wedding during the reciting of your vows, or during the interview for your dream job?
Okay. Now, I realize that you might not be able to answer the clarifying questions I'm about to ask, because, well, that really just might be up to our own parameters at this point, but I do have reasons for picking one or the other if there is an answer. So,
okay.
How far am I into the interview?
Let me see if there's any clarification in here.
Even if there isn't, you decide. We'll make.
Oh, there is. There is. Nice. Okay, I'll use it because okay. It's perfect, I think. You get the feeling. Actually, no, I'll just quote it. You get the sense that you're going to get the job no matter what until you shit yourself and then you lose it.
Okay, so does anyone know I shit myself?
I mean, I don't. That's what it says, and someone asks to clarify. Yeah, like you're in there, you're going to get the job. I guess you're like bullshitting at the end of the interview. It's gone great. And then you shit yourself. And depending on what you had to eat that day, I guess it depends that, you know, okay. Like they're going to find out probably.
Okay. So, well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, well, yeah, if it's fucking horrid, then yeah. But okay. So here's the next clarifying question on that end of it. Do I have more people to interview with now after that person?
Ooh, multi-part interview? I'd say wherever, if it is a multi-part interview, wherever you think at that point, like, that you're pretty much set to go for the job. So if it's like the hiring manager or the, you know, rather than the HR person, like the person you'd be your reporting manager, like whichever one normally you feel like if you could slam that interview and you're definitely guaranteed to get it, that's where you would be, whichever interview that would be. If it's more than one. So like you shitting yourself is pretty much.
No, that's fine. I mean like that point in time when the shit happens.
Oh.
Do I have more people after that person that I'm talking to currently?
I'd say if it's a multi-part interview, yes. We'll say you're in the middle of the process. If you have to talk to 5 people, you're talking to the third. Or if you have to talk to 3 people, you're on the second.
Got it. Which totally appropriate if you ask for a bio break in between interviews. That's okay. So that gives you time to go and like throw out your underwear and get cleaned up and shit. The reason I think I'm gonna go that way is, well, fuck, now I'm conflicted because I was gonna say if you're doing your vows, like, you know, following that, you got to go dance and stuff, and that is no bueno for sure. But also, it's your wedding, and if you disappeared for 4 seconds, like, well, fuck, dude, that's the hard part because like generally. The vows, you fucking do that, and then you kiss, and then, like, you usually do pictures for the cocktail hour, and then you're fucking introduced. So, like, there's really no time for you to disappear. That's challenging. But it is your wedding, right? So, like, if you had to be like, yo, I gotta get the fuck... Like, your wife would also get it. Be like, dude, I just shit my pants. Like, I gotta go. Like, she would get it. But, like, you don't want it to be, like, weird that you're, like... And you're, like, wife's like, where'd Casey go? Like... You know, like that, you don't want it to be weird because, like, you shit your pants, dude. That's not going to be a quick thing. You're going to be a minute. In either case, it's really fucked. But then you got to factor in, like, the bathroom at your wedding venue is probably bigger and easier to maneuver in than a fucking tiny stall in your office building, right?
That's probably true, yeah.
Fuck, dude. Well, it's not your office building. Yeah, you're interviewing, so... Oh, but I don't want to fucking even... the chance that, like, you might have got shit on your pants and didn't know it, and, like, you then you got to go talk to two more people and interview with them and act like you didn't do it. Like, you're not in the right headspace for killing an interview.
Yeah, but dude, you're also done as soon as it happens.
You're not in the right headspace to get fucking married either. This is hard.
Oh, dude, and then you get ripped by your friends forever.
Here's the thing. Okay, nope. I just figured out. I just figured out my answer. Okay, I'm going to assume a few things. And I'll tell you, I think the majority of people who get married probably are getting your tux, like, in some kind of, like, temporary fashion. Like, I don't know if you're just buying a tuxedo for the, like, occasion. Like, you're never going to wear your fucking, like, wedding tux again, right? Like, I know most people that have gone to some kind of, like, you know, tuxedo place and, like, got bitted for one that they, like, in, you know, quote-unquote rented or whatever. Not rented, that's like the way, that's probably not the proper term for it, but you'll fucking definitely catch a fine or a fee for, like, shitting in those. Or just dry clean them. Dude, I don't even know where the fuck to go with this. I think I'd rather not have to go the rest of my wedding night, because that's, like, one night. You don't get just, like, married every, you can interview whenever, right? Like, you can go to a different job and, like, interview a tons of different places, and it's never any different. But, like, on your wedding night, like, I wouldn't want to have a shitty wedding night. No, you know, no pun intended. I think I'm going to shit my pants at, like, a job interview. Yeah.
That's,
you said, oh, fuck. You said dream job, though, right?
Yes, it is your dream job.
Nah, fuck it. I don't want to work for anyone anyway. Let's do that.
So, my answer is also the job, just because the way I see it, it's like, you know, like I said earlier, you're going to get ripped by your friends forever if you shit yourself in the middle of your wedding vows, like, when everyone's paying attention, compared to most people that you're going to run into at this job interview probably aren't ever going to see you again.
Actually, dude, that's the fucking jokes about this. I was asking so many clarifying questions, and really in the back of my head the entire time is, like, I would shit while I'm interviewing. Like, I knew that, and I just kept asking questions. Like, I'm just sort of neurotic. I wanted to know the whole situation. But, yeah, to your point, I'm like, I would rather shit in front of someone I don't know and probably don't ever have to know again than my entire family and my future spouse. Then have to dance? No.
In either case, it would make a hell of a story. That's all I'm going to say.
Here's something terrible to think about. Okay. Let's go with you didn't get a chance to fix the situation. You did your vows. You have just exploded in your pants, and not a good way. Not that there's a good way to do that. But now, let's say you're really into, like, 90s and early 2000s music. You do the first dance. Daughter does the first dance with dad and stuff. Then the next song
is House of Pain's Jump.
You have nothing but shit in your trousers, and you have to jump because everyone jumps, you fuck.
Also, you're from a family of degenerates, and people have been drinking the entire time throughout the wedding as well, so they're already kind of wasted at the third song in the reception, so there's no way you're not rapping the entire song and jumping.
Now you have shit everywhere.
I mean, dude, here's the thing, though. Would it even get to that point? Because if you shit yourself during your vows, like, people are going to smell that. They're going to see the reaction. If it's diarrhea, they're going to see it
running down your pant leg.
What, you're going to just quit like you bitch?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't care personally. But I'm saying, like, you think other people wouldn't try to stop it to let you go fix yourself up?
Oh, okay. I mean, you get past the first two dances at least, like... Oh, no, dude, there's no way you can do... Nah, you can't do your first dance with shit running down your leg. There's no way. Not even dress socks catching that shit. There's no way.
Dude, that's like, it's on the other side of the coin. Imagine the interview, too. You hide it for a minute, but then, like, either the smell catches the person you're interviewing with, or they just notice. Like, they just see the brown on the floor.
Okay.
So as you walk out to go see the next person.
No, you don't get to the next person. Here's... Here's my... Okay, here's a question. Put yourself into the situation. You're interviewing. This shit has happened. You have somehow managed to get through the facial expressions that are generally caused by shitting yourself, and you are somehow kind of keeping up with the conversation. Still being interviewed by that third person. It is getting to the point where you know, by your nose and your brain, it smells like poop. When confronted by the person interviewing you, saying,
"Did you shit?"
Do you muster up some kind of pathetic ass apology? Or do you run out the door knowing you don't remember which way you came in?
Oh, no. Honestly, if I were caught in that point, I would get up and leave. But I think before I did, I would look them right in the eyes and just go, "Yes. Yes, I did." And just get up and walk out, have no idea where I'm going, probably end up coming back and being like, "Where's the bathroom?"
They're like, "There's a McDonald's down the corner." But that's it, dude. We should just turn these into, like, no dice Dungeons and Dragons. Just continually, like, just creating situations out of, like, the horrible would you rathers we come up with.
Oh, dude, and or so steal. Good, man. So good.
All right, that was your second one. I do have another one. This one's, right. It's kind of simple, but also, like, I had to keep thinking about it for a minute. Which, honestly, in 5 years, it probably is going to be irrelevant, but you let me know what you think when I ask it. So.
All right.
Dude, I have a couple, dude. I know I already asked you, like, I only asked you three. We're good. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Oh, shit.
Right?
I think I wouldn't want to stand in line, dude. I wouldn't want to stand in line.
I agree.
Because just imagine anywhere you go that normally has lines, either just always free, like you just get there and no lines, or something happens and they're just like, "All right, come to the front of the line." And then airports, dude. Airports, going back to our previous discussion about like theme parks and stuff, theme park rides, no lines, bro, come on. Yeah.
Even with FastPass, those suck.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, really quick, before I forget it, you know what could help prevent, like it might, well, not prevent, it might help you get a little bit farther in the interview if you shit your pants.
What?
If you like, remember when we were talking about inventing the fans in your pants? Now, if you add something to that where it periodically sprays an air freshener, then you might be good to go for a minute.
Have you ever walked into a bathroom where air freshener has been sprayed after a huge shit has just been taken in there?
Yeah.
Yes. It's not exactly better. It's still going to raise questions. Also, if you walk into an interview with fans in your pants, you're not even getting to the point where you'll have to take a shit in front of that interviewer.
No, dude, you just got to own it, bro.
What? You'll be like, no, don't worry, dude. These are on Kickstarter. Actually, pretty successful. Don't worry about it. Continue. Go ahead. Ask me questions about what I do. Do you want to ask me why I deserve this job? Go ahead.
Because I have the confidence to walk into an interview with fans in my pants. That's why I deserve this job.
That's the fucking answer right there. Do you think if I didn't want this job, I would walk in here with fucking two small AC units on my belt? I'm just curious what your question is. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, ask me. Go ahead. It's your turn now. I've asked a lot of questions. You asked one question. Why are you not asking me why you think I would want to work here? Anyway, so go back. So did you said, I think we're saying just both agreeing, no standing in lines?
Oh, yeah, dude, no standing in lines. Definitely.
Cool. You want one more?
Oh, sure. Hit me. What do you got?
Dude, I got plenty for days, dude. I took a couple that I found and I like put a spin on them that I thought would make sense for us. Most of these I actually thought of, but there's a couple that I use just for, you know, ideation. Would you rather be able to control animals, but not humans, just like animals in the wild that cannot speak, with your mind, or control electronics with your mind?
Ooh.
Now, just a parenthetical, when we say control electronics, the electronics can't do anything more than they could. It's just that you are able to control them with your mind.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, so that raises the question, does that mean I could, like, get into a plane and make it fly?
Correct.
Or do I still need to understand how a plane, like, what all the things on the plane do? Or can I just think, you know, fly?
No, I would say, like, you are able to... All I meant by that is, like, you can't make, like, a remote do shit it can't do. Like...
Oh, okay.
No, if you get into a plane, I would say you're... If you're at a point in your life where you can control shit with your mind, I think you've surpassed the need to know what those things do. That's my opinion for this particular question. If you were to get into a plane, if that plane is ultimately, even if it's using gas as its fuel, if it is controlled using electronic systems, then yes, you would be able to do that.
I might go with electronics then, man. I feel like there's a lot more use for that in a modern society. Like, controlling animals is really cool. That is really cool. But, like, how far are you really going to go with that? You're just going to become, like, the world's most famous animal tamer, I guess.
No. I mean, you can fly on birds.
How many birds would it take to lift you up, though?
I don't fucking know. You control them. Four?
Dude, birds are light, man. That's a lot of birds. Can you imagine, dude, what would you do? You just look outside and you just see some guy flying around getting lifted by like 100 birds.
I don't know. Honestly, this one's a little hard for me. I could argue this either way. I think both are pretty cool. So that's why I picked it.
I definitely see I'm just saying from my perspective, like there's definitely pros to both, but I think
I like the flavor text of this website. It's actually pretty cool. You feeling that druid vibe or more of a cyberpunk vibe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one was hard for me, but I think I'm agreeing with you. I think the electronics, there's more more application. It's a little bit more functional for where we're at. This one is a little bit interesting. I think I know my answer, but it's a little bit hard. Would you rather have... It's probably... I'm asking you this question because I think it'll have more bearing on you. Just judging by the stories we've told and the places you've been.
Okay.
Would you rather have unlimited international first-class tickets on planes or never have to pay for food at restaurants again?
Oh! What the fuck, dude? Oh, I heard the first part. You had me in the first half, I'm not gonna lie. I heard the first part and I was like, well, yeah, that, but... Oh,
if... Dude. Just for color, this list of questions that I found this question on is 52 long. This is number 19, and the flavor under it is choosing between food and travel. I don't know about you, but this was probably the hardest choice on this list for me.
Dude, it is so difficult. That's so fucking... Because think about it. Think about it, dude. There are so many high-end restaurants... So many high-end restaurants all over the world that you could just walk into and just, all right, yeah, give me whatever I want. Like, and there's some really good shit. But at the same time, free first class to anywhere, like, that's... Oh, fuck.
Do you want to know my answer, or do you want to give me yours first, and then we'll talk about it?
No, let me hear yours, because you might sway me with the justification you make for either one.
So... I just happen to weirdly know when me and Lauren went to Ireland, I know what our flights cost to get there, and I also know how much we paid in food, and we ate and drank a lot, and it was somewhere around the same ballpark, so, and that was over a week. We flew for whatever that was, 13, 14 hours to Ireland. 14 hours. But we spent almost the same amount of money eating and drinking over a week. And the question doesn't specify U.S. or international. It's you don't have to pay for food anymore. And if you're going to another country, it's pretty much all eating out.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking, right? Is like, because it's anywhere, right?
But the other thing you have to remember, it's Europe, though. If you go to Europe, like, the amount of food you can eat to equal out to, like, a plane ticket or to two plane tickets, like a round trip, that's a fucking lot of food over a week.
And you can go and eat, like, the best food. Like, dude, there's some food places where food costs the same as a plane ticket. Like, if you're saving that much money, honestly, you could just pay for plane tickets. Like, I was kind of leaning towards food.
Well, even here, think about it. Like, how many times, even just living here, I mean, we get takeout and shit all the time. It doesn't actually specify delivery, takeout, or sitting in at restaurants. It says paying for food at restaurants.
Oh, dude, then yeah, food, 100%.
I mean, basically, the question is: would you rather not have to give a fuck about being smart about finding plane tickets, or never have to pay for food? Like, you can be smart about getting international tickets, and it's not that bad. I mean, we went to, I don't even remember what the fucking actual price was, but like, wasn't out of this world for two people to go transatlantic to Ireland on United, of all things, which I fucking don't even know. I won't say anything about it, but like, that actually was the only trip I've been. That's the only United flight I was on that actually was not terrible.
And dude, you know what else? If you can save all that money not having to pay for food when you travel, think about how many other things you can do. Like, you could use, like, just this, let's assume you're keeping the money within the realm of that trip if you want. You could just do more things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, I would pick food. That is, wow, that was difficult, though. Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I've got one more for you, man.
Okay.
Dude, this is a good list.
No, it's fine. This is the Would You Rather episode.
Keep in mind, these are all tweaked just a little bit to, like, our standards, but, like, this is a good, whoever made this is a good one. Would you rather see what was behind every closed door or be able to guess the combination of every safe on the first try? Now, that has no bearing on the amount of effort it's going to take to get to that safe, mind you, nor door. However, once you're at the obstacle, they aren't an issue.
Oh my goodness.
Is essentially the question.
Wow. I think I would pick the first one. I think I would pick the first one, because the second one is basically just like, yeah, if you want to be a master thief, like, here you go. One part of it is removed for you. You can focus on the rest. The other one is more just like, yeah, you can become a thief if you want, but also if you're just stupidly curious all the time, like I am, then you see what's behind all these doors.
And I've seen enough movies about monsters and ghosts. Then I'm also going with the closed door one, because I'm like, or, you know, you never know. There could be a house fire on the other side and you just haven't seen the flames yet, and that doorknob might be hot as all dick balls, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You can see what's behind it. You're like, oh, there's a raging fucking inferno behind there. I'm not going to touch that door. Later. All right, man. I'm not going to fuck it up for a third week in a row. That's some would you rathers. Now, I'm going to ask you one time. Do you have any more?
I mean, I have one that we had talked about making into a discussion, so it's less of a would you rather and more just like a...
Whoa. Let's definitely talk about that. However, let's take a little break. Let's let our listeners hear about...
Anal leakage!
No, man. That's definitely not a good setup to what I'm going to say.
No, it is. You're fine.
No, that's fine. All right, guys. Listen to the platform that is sponsoring us. Really sweet little thing called Now, aside from all the talk about anal leakage and stuff, I think you did have one more thing you wanted to say. And you wanted it could have break in discussion, and which is a little bit deceiving because I thought what you were asking me earlier was the thing that was going to break in discussion. But I'm open. I'm open. You go ahead.
So it's one of the things we were talking about or have been talking about for a few weeks, but we haven't actually really discussed it at length. And I think it kind of fits with the theme of what's going on in the world right now with this Wuhan coronavirus.
Corona.
So it's less of a would you rather, and it's more just like if you had to pick an apocalyptic condition to survive, like you survive no matter what. Or, well, we can frame it either you survive after the fact, like after it happens, or it's happening and you have to figure out how to survive it. But if you had to pick an apocalyptic condition, what would you pick? And sci-fi type stuff is also in here. So it could be zombies. It could be, you know, this isn't really sci-fi technically, I guess, but like a fucking huge meteor may be coming and like it's not going to destroy Earth, but it's going to fuck us up pretty bad.
Okay. All right.
A virus.
I mean, I don't even think we have time to actually answer these the way I want to.
Okay. So we can postpone it.
No, fuck that. We're doing it right now. I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out how to not blow this up because I have a couple of answers to it. Number one, this is going to be the weirdest way to answer it. I have an ideal, like, apocalypse, like, that I think I could be the most ready for the fastest. And the one that I think would be the most interesting, but I know there's like no fucking chance that you're going to survive. Like there's, it's just by every article, every story, every movie, every game, everything in the genre, I've never seen anyone win in this situation. I still think it would be the like most interesting and maybe the most fun. But you're going to die. That's the only, like, drawback. It's like there's no way to fucking survive it.
Okay.
So the first one would be just, like, cataclysmic weather. Like, hurricanes, like, just throwing trees across, like, you know, counties. That you can... I mean, you'd have to be a little bit of a doomsday prepper, but, like, you could get a bunker and, like, get to somewhere safe and somewhat... survive until that, I mean, unless the weather is like unceasing, then it's kind of the same thing as what I was saying for the second option. But you could like get to a point and like be safe and be okay until that, what, you know, weathered out. That I think would be kind of cool because that's like just frightening, but like also there's a degree to it where it's like you don't have to be totally afraid because you can go underground and just kind of escape it. Keep in mind you have to like go pretty deep down though. I mean, if you're facing gale strength, you know, that are like ripping trees out of the ground, like you need to be a little bit further down to the point where like root systems aren't gonna be involved and like fucking up your shelter. But anyway, that's what I would choose if like it was gonna be like, okay, I survive it. The second one would, I mean, cliche as it is, like I think we've probably been preparing our entire lives mentally, even though it would never happen, like for some kind of like end game zombie day. I think just by nature we have a back of our heads like plan and like how we would get out, meet up, all that shit. There's no way you're gonna win if there's a fleshing virus that's taking over the world. Like you're gonna die for sure. There's only a matter of time until you're gonna die.
Dude, if it happened now, like, so that's how I, that's how I usually pose the question to people. It's like, it starts happening tonight and it's up to, it's not like you suddenly know what's happening. I think that we have enough intuition that we could infer what's happening, but like, you either hear it offhand or you see it on Twitter or something like, you know, new strain of the Wuhan virus causes someone in whatever, like somebody infected in Beijing to get up and after passing away and attack somebody. Like we would know, obviously, but it's not like you're not suddenly granted the knowledge. So, you know, you can infer it how you want, or maybe you're just like, oh yeah, it's zombies, like it's not gonna happen. But assuming that you think, oh shit, this, like, it's happening, what, and within a few weeks everything's going to go to shit. So, like, wherever you're at now, you can start preparing and doing what you need to do. Like, yeah, I would speed back to the East Coast. I am not staying out here. Fuck that.
Well, dude, I mean, yeah, and the reason I say, like, it's inevitable is when you really think about it, maybe not at first, but the sheer rate of virus spreading, causing flesh-eating disease to death, to reanimation, if that's the type of zombie we're thinking of, like a die and return type zombie, or if it's just a zombie that, like, it's basically a person that's alive that never truly died but just can't really die, it doesn't really even matter. The rate at which viruses spread versus the birth rate of people and how many are left, eventually that spreading would just fucking be way too much.
So what do you think, like, I don't know, like, would we try to get into the mountains? I would try to get into the mountains, I think.
That, yeah,
my thing.
That is initially what I thought, because so I don't know if how, like, medically or scientifically this might be a thing, but this is the way my brain thinks, and I'm just hoping it's right. I would rather be going up into the mountains, and I know how to survive in the cold. Your muscles and your muscle fibers, even though it's a flesh-eating virus that's causing the, you know, zombies, they still have to adhere somewhat to, like, physical limitations. So if you're in the middle of the desert, like, your muscles are the same way you'd be if you're not the same way they'd be if you're alive, right? Like, you're still, like, probably the zombies, like, rotting faster or whatever, maybe. Like, it's not probably not good for them, but they're not, like, necessarily as restricted in terms of, like, their muscles. But, like, when you're freezing, like, they don't have as many muscle fibers left. Like, their skin's gone and shit mostly. Like, they have to move slower. So there's at least a chance that you can, like, get away enough to, like, develop some kind of plan and, like, keep it at bay. The only problem with that is, like, resources and, like, supply. But, like, I mean, I could go into this for fucking days, dude. I have so many different takes on it. Long story short, I'm agreeing. Yes, I would go mountains.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Like, so that's what I'm saying. If we saw a news report or something and we were like, oh shit, here we go. I mean, obviously other people would too, but I think there's enough land. So, like, I would speed back. I'd drain all my accounts, buy as many supplies as I could, sign a fucking lease on a truck, because you know that shit's gonna be not gonna matter in a few weeks.
Sign a lease. Just fucking steal it.
Well, no, because, dude, the mass population doesn't know yet, right? So what's going to happen? Let's say you steal the truck, you get arrested and thrown in prison.
Can you?
Then you're fucked.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess it's up to, like, your personal feelings on it. Like, if you think you can get away with stealing a truck for 3 weeks before you get caught.
Well, it depends on what you mean by steal. Like, you just walking into the lot and stealing it, or you're, like, renting it and then just not returning it?
Use a Tor browser. Do a couple searches on how to hotwire a fucking cat truck, and then go do it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you could do that. Either way, get a truck. It doesn't matter how.
I'm just saying, dude, there's zombies. I'm not taking the time to sign a fucking lease.
But I'm saying it's not like tomorrow they're everywhere. I'm saying, like, how The Walking Dead came about. I think that was months, realistically, but I would say it's weeks. You know. And, yeah, like, we hear the first news story and we just kind of guess. And there's some people who would too, but most people are not going to care. So we have a little bit of time. So fine, sure. Yeah, you could steal it, but I don't know. It doesn't matter. I would get back as soon as I could, rent a truck right from the airport, probably, and just never bring it back.
Or here's the other thing. Do we quickly just formulate a plot, pull out, like, go fucking Game of Thrones style and look at a giant fucking map and then go take a houseboat out into the middle of the ocean, but not into the middle, like, there's nowhere in sight, have a way to get to a place that's close enough, like an island or whatever, where there's, like, resources, like, and just fucking stay out in the water. Go fucking the forest style.
Yeah, we could. That's also an option.
I mean, I know enough about driving boats to, like, get us the fuck off the harbor. And then from there, I mean, you just...
Where would you go to get the boat, though?
So we want to go... We want to go off the west coast. No, fuck that. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. We would want to go off the east coast into the Atlantic Ocean. I would not want to see what's on the other side of Asia, like towards like the west coast.
Oh my God.
I'm not actually sure why I say that. I feel like it's worse.
Dude, we wouldn't know the terrain as well. There's a lot more people around China and India, like Southeast Asia area, jungles.
The weather is
less hospitable.
I feel like, for some reason, I don't know why, the Atlantic Ocean, I feel like the Pacific Ocean is like, it, look, like Cthulhu's not real, but if you're going to see Cthulhu, it's going to be in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, probably. Either there or like the Indian Ocean, dude.
And just in case, I just want to make this clear, in case our listeners are being like, these guys are fucking retarded, like Cthulhu's not real. Hey, none of this is real. That's why I'm saying this. We appreciate your worry. Like, you know, like maybe you think like we're losing it and we're just talking. No, Cthulhu's not real. We know that. None of this is real.
Dude, my one thought, by the way, was, yeah, you know, I'd fly back real quick. Like, we'd meet up, get trucks and shit. I would say we'd try to pick up our one friend. He'd be gone already.
What do you mean? Oh, like gone, like he'd fucking got all his, he got like his all birds
and
left.
He'd be gone.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we'd meet up with him, though. He'd have his phone. He'd have a way to reach out to us. He's smart.
But would he? I think he'd prep and he'd be like, sorry, guys, but like you're too far away. I'm already gone. I'm out.
We didn't formulate a plan where he's going to come from his exact location. I don't expect him to stand still and wait for us two fucks to show up. The way I see that going is he would get to a place where he is safe enough to fucking send out a cell phone call or text message if we still have it at that point. And I don't have a doubt that he'd probably reach out to us and be like, yo, what the fuck? Just curious, you two guys alive?
Oh, yeah, no. We would hear. And that's what I'm saying. So you still have weeks. So like the people who are smart enough to realize it's coming could communicate. So we could definitely prepare enough that we could survive for a while. At least in that sense. So when going back to what you were saying about like your ideal apocalyptic scenario, for me, it would just be if there was a huge, what is it? Solar flare, like the EMP kind of thing that the sun can put out and just technology stopped working because it would be interesting to see how stuff went going forward.
So how vicious is the EMP? The EMP, is it like it wipes out like government shit, like everything?
Well, so as far as I'm aware, we haven't been subject to one. So, you know, not sure how strong, but in my head, it's like everything that's not standard battery operated is not going to work anymore. Like the technology just gets fried. So you could still use like walkie-talkies and stuff potentially because those are just, you know, that's just juice inside
just
the battery.
Yeah, okay. So is that, so that's your ideal like apocalypse? Like, I mean, it's your world, man. Like you can, if it's...
Well, yeah, I'm just saying like not even thinking of it from a prepping standpoint, but just if I had to choose one type of apocalyptic scenario, it would be that because I know how to survive without technology. And I feel like people more or less generally... the smarter ones can survive without it, and like tribes and stuff would form pretty quickly. And even if you took away battery operated stuff, like even we'll say just everything that uses electricity is just gone, you know, there's still a good amount of people who would be able to do shit.
But like, you see those people, I'm not talking about everyone obviously, but like, you know, the people I'm talking about when I say they're useless without their phones. Like they have to be looking at them. Like the people that like count on Instagram follows and shit like that. Like,
oh dude, they're fucked. They're fucked. Like,
they're fucked. But like, wouldn't you want to see that for a minute? Like, what goes on in their brain when they're like,
No, yeah, that's why I say like I'd be interested to see because I have the skills that like I could survive. I don't think I could survive like extreme conditions, by myself. I don't think I'm that trained, but like, you know, I was in the scouts from the time I was 5 and stayed in Venture Crew up until I was 20. So like, people can shit on the scouts or whatever, but like, I did learn a lot of survival skills. You know, I went out and did additional stuff. I did volunteering and things for outdoor coalitions and stuff like that. So like, I have a decent enough knowledge that I could survive at an acceptable level, depending on the climate, I think. Or I could leverage those skills to get into a community of people who also know what the fuck they're doing. So personally, it just, and then I'd be interested to see how things went. And then you know, you're going to start without the tech, you're going to start regressing back into semi-medieval society. So can you imagine like that shit goes down and 10 years from now, like you're in the mountains in PA or whatever, and you get a message in your community, like a letter comes. Yeah, there's a guy over in, you know, it took years and years for him to get across the country, but there's a dude who's been looking for you.
And he just shows up and he has like a beard down to his knees. He's just like,
yeah, it's just me. I fucking had to walk across the goddamn country.
He walks up, just throws us both a truly.
Anal rulies.
What?
Ain't no rulies when you're drinking trulies.
Oh.
The silence.
No, I.
Yeah,
I,
dude, that's what our one friend told us. I thought it was funny.
I thought it meant, well, okay. I thought it meant something very different. The way you said it, I thought you were saying anal rulies. Like, now I'm tracking now.
But yeah, I just, like, if Wuhan coronavirus actually got real bad and people started dying everywhere, I don't think I would want to deal with that. Because that would suck. I mean, I guess zombies would suck too, like, thinking about it. Like, just regular sickness would not be fun.
No.
Airborne sickness or whatever.
Break, dude, how bad would that fucking blow? Well, how long are you out of certain, like, business with the EMP?
I mean, in my mind, it would just be everything currently that uses technology, that uses any kind of electrical connection, the tech just gets fried. Like, it's not like just an EMP wave, it's just something in the radiation from the sun just fries the tech. It doesn't work anymore.
Oh, and it can't work anymore? Like, no one can, like, build a new one of something?
No, I guess you could build a new one, potentially. But how are you going to do that without, like, I'm sure certain communities would, but it's like, how's the world going to get back on its feet as a whole? You can't communicate anymore. So in my opinion, because of how many people we have who are so reliant upon technology, if that happened, the world is not going to get onto its feet. There's going to be mass breakouts of violence and chaos. And then the people who can rebuild that tech are going to, but they're just going to keep it to themselves. Like, it's not like, yeah, let's go and get every person on Earth back into the grand scheme of things. Like, no, dude, government's going to break down and all that shit. Because think about how long it would take to remake and redistribute all that kind of tech.
And think about how long it would take to get tired of waiting. Like, well, okay, well, I got a good gun. I got a big gun. I'm going to go just fucking take what I want now.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like, guns would still work. And then, like, dude, warlords, like, local yeah. warlords are gonna pop up.
Dude, everywhere. You know what you'd have? Borderlands.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
It's guns.
It would be anarchy.
Well, I mean, except for, like, the save stations and, like, buying grenades from, like, you know, computer vending machines and stuff like that. But, I mean, there'd be cars and guns, and that's mostly what that game is.
Yep.
A little bit less cyber in the punk, but it would be a lot of punk.
Just fucking warlords and kingdoms start popping up.
It's like, I'm a total bitch and it'd be really scary, but also it'd be fucking sweet.
Like, for a little bit. One of my friends asked me this question at one point. He said, how do you think the world would change if all like gunpowder and explosive weapons disappeared and anytime you tried to reinvent them, that just didn't work? So we had to go back to basically medieval warfare. And I was like, but everything else works? And he's like, yeah, yeah. It's just that, like, combustion-based weapons don't work.
Oh, so what? Like, so no mortars, no cannons?
No mortars, no cannons, no guns,
so
no
nukes. So we just
nukes.
Have to use, like, jousting? Like,
yeah, and you could still use, like, trebuchets and light things on fire. Like, natural explosives
catapults.
Work, but when you try to turn them into something else, it just doesn't. Like, something in the chemical reaction doesn't work.
Got it. Okay. So basically, yes, like you said, like anything gunpowder or like propelling.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
You just see, you'd start to see like people walking around the airport with swords on their hips.
But they still don't get through security. Like, that's that a sword? No swords on the plane, sir. Did you read the sign? No Roman candles. Oh, no, you wouldn't have Roman candles either.
But so this, I got into it, like, he and I were talking about it for a long time. Cause it's like, well, how, you know, how would cities adapt? Like, I guess they'd start building walls, right? Cause like, you can still fly troops, just paratroopers dropping in with bows and arrows.
You basically just have like a slightly more modern Game of Thrones. You just all you have is a Game of Thrones where like people have memories of Pornhub, basically.
Oh my god. We got into a thing, like an offshoot of that topic too, like what if dueling was still a thing?
Dude, if we lived in a world where straight up just drawing and shooting was still a method of settling an argument, what a different world this would be. And I'm not advocating for that necessarily. I'm just saying, wow, that would be interesting.
Dude, the great American West, man.
And I'm also not saying that you or I would be anywhere near alive.
Oh, no, we're fucked, dude. I don't have the reflexes to beat most
dude,
people
that's what
in a going, draw.
Nah, dude, not even the draw. Going back to what we were saying about like Borderlands, can you imagine? Like, we're not like out of shape, but we're not like fucking, you know, about to go to any kind of competition for lifting ever.
Can you
imagine what it would be like to be ripped just because you wanted to live?
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
Like to be strong because if you weren't, you would be in a can. In a garbage can somewhere because someone put you in there because you died.
Once survival becomes the main priority, we would start focusing on that. It would just become a question of whether or not we could survive to make it to that point. But dude, can you imagine, rather than like drawing and shooting guns, if like we lived in a world, you know, you get into an argument with somebody at work and like, you know, you're right, but they're so obstinate about it. They just go, all right, well, you know what? Bring your sword tomorrow morning. We're settling this. Options are to either fight them, or if you refuse, then they're right.
Technology's so here's an interesting take on it, though. And look, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and then we'll move on. We can definitely continue this, though. What's interesting, though, is technology's gone. So the instruments we used to test things in, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like chemists, like you know what I'm saying?
When people die?
Yeah, it's such an F. What the fuck is the term I'm looking for?
Like an embalmer?
Not kind of. It's like scientists, though, that like the X-Files and shit and like figure out how people...
Oh, forensics?
Thank you.
Yeah, like think about like forensics. Like that's out the window.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So you could just slip a little bit of arsenic in your buddy's coffee and be like, oh, that duel? Not happening. I'm just the winner now.
Yeah, well, dude, assassins would definitely become a thing again. Like, they're already still a thing today, but, like, they would definitely become a thing if it were way harder to prove that somebody did something.
Just no one's drinking water anymore. They're like, nah, might be killers. Can't be too sure.
Like, dude, assassins and bounty hunters would become a thing again.
Also fun for both of us, our lines of work would be fucking moot. We would just not have jobs. I mean, no one really have a job at that point. Now we're going back to, like, who can make the best clothes?
Dude, can you imagine if we, I think I've asked this on episodes before, but can you imagine if we, like, with the wiping out of technology, we would have to go back to coinage? And you just carry around sacks of coins everywhere and banditos come after you?
Man, dude, we would have to get so fucking ripped, like, tomorrow. We would have to literally just, if that happened, we'd have to be like, fuck, I gotta go run in the morning now and get better at this. I gotta go get good with a spear and run. It's not even training, dude. It's constant... Well, I guess it is training, yeah. Anyway, dude, let's, again, we could do marathons of this. I could talk about this all day. But I think in the interest of our listeners, just to give them, you know, chunks at a time, we'll come back to this. What I think it's time for now is one of our segments. It'll be quicker than what we've been doing. What's the weirdest shit you read on the internet while you were pooping at work? What's the weirdest shit?
What's the weirdest shit?
What's the weirdest shit you saw on the internet while you were pooping at work?
Okay, so mine, it's is pretty fucking weird. I'm not gonna lie. It's like really, really fucking weird for a couple reasons. Also gotta give credit to Lauren, actually. She told me about this. It still counts because I was technically pooping at work when I was reading more about what she had told me about. But she's listening to a podcast where she heard about these like three strangest like animal stories or whatever. And at first, like hearing that, it's like, okay, how strange was it? But after she told me, I'm like, what? And I Googled them. They're all fucking weird. The first one was the oddest, in my opinion. And I was reading about it on the toilet, and I like ended up sitting there for like 20 minutes, like reading about this. It's odd. So, would you like me to go first, or would you?
I mean, we're kind of already talking about mine. So before the podcast, we were talking about, you know, with this virus spreading, it seems like part of what caused it is, you know, people in Wuhan or whatever eating bat soup, where they like fry a bat and toss it in some soup.
And you eat it.
Is it like, that's confirmed? Like that's where this is stemming from?
I'm not sure. I think they said it was one of the causes, but even just beyond that, the fact that people are eating bats is, you know, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, we try to be progressive, right? Like, you know, and all that. But do you know what that tells me? It tells me that someone fucked up twice. Number one, they ate a bat right off the, no pun intended, bat. Don't eat bats. Can we both agree on that?
Yeah, dude.
Does it have webbed wings and hang upside down in dark homes?
Don't eat that.
Number two, how you fucked up. You ate one that had a cold. That cold mutated so much so that humans could contract it? And it would kill them?
Thanks.
I don't know if that's actually how that happened or went down, but they ate bats and we know that happened. That's my guess as to how that transcended then.
Yeah, dude, it's just, I don't know, that was weird. Just eating bats is fucking strange.
Just fucking quit it. Like, but, it's turtle soup I can barely get behind and I don't even like it. I wouldn't want to eat that myself. Like, don't eat, just stop eating fucking animals that are so weird. It's so much work. Does it taste that good? Like a bat? I don't even know what you have to fucking do. I mean, I guess a net of some sort to catch a bat. Is it really fucking worth it, man? Dude, there's cows and chickens over there right the fuck now.
Right?
Or rice? Or vegetables? They have, like, there's no way a bat tastes super fucking awesome.
Yeah, so that's mine.
Again,
real quick.
Maybe I'm being dick, you know? I never tasted a bat. But you know what?
I'm not going to, because it's a bat.
It's just me, man. Sorry, not sorry. All right, so mine actually is fucking pretty twisted. Like I said, shout out to my wife for liking just as weird a shit as I do and finding this weird podcast. It's, I think she found it on Things You Should Know, I think, is a podcast. Hopefully I'm giving credit to the right thing. Anyway, so she told me about these three weird fucking animals. The first one, I mean, I've heard of this like before in drastically smaller increments of time, but like, you know, chickens can survive with their heads cut off for like a few minutes to sometimes like an hour or whatever.
Yes.
So there's this chicken and I started Googling him and what really is intriguing is the years it was alive. Number one, okay, his name is Mike, the headless chicken. He's literally, you can Wikipedia him, like, it's a real fucking thing. There's pictures of him. Mike, the headless chicken, was alive, or he was killed on April 20th, 1945, died March 17th, 1947.
What? What?
Also known as Miracle Mike, he was a chicken that lived for 18 months after its head had been cut off. Although the story was thought by many to be a hoax, the bird's owner took him to the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, and those facts have been established.
my goodness.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
yeah, I just looked up a picture, dude.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. It's actually, the dates were slightly off. That's my bad. It the chicken had hatched in Colorado, April 20th, 1945.
Okay.
At some point in between then and 18 months before March 17th, 1947. So he's 23, basically. He lived for 5 months and they cut its head off, and then it lived for another 18 months without it.
Dude, they just, they fed it, they fed him by putting stuff down his neck hole with a dropper.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? What the fuck, dude?
So, yeah, I think I showed up today with weirdest shit at work this week. Like, what?
Oh my goodness.
18 months without a head. Like, what the fuck?
So strange, bro.
And actually, if you want to know what the fuck, if you listen to that podcast, they actually do explain it. How it was able to survive that long. I mean, of course, it wasn't a long time. I mean, 18 months is fucking long as shit for not having a fucking head. But it obviously could not be sustained that long. But apparently, yeah, there's some systems are simple enough that it was able to at least sustain movement and life. But, like, the chicken was, like, pecking, like, the ground without a head. Like, it was still pretending like it had a head there. That's fucking bananas.
Yeah, that is, dude, that's interesting. Oh, I don't know. So, our bodies act on instinct without our brains, then?
Chickens do, for a bit.
Those chickens, yeah, like, I don't know, man, that's weird.
I don't know, man. But that's, yeah. That's my weirdest shit, man, of the week. And with that, man.
Like, dude.
What do you think, man? You think we're covered? You think we nailed a couple things today, and I think we can hang up the hats?
Yeah, I think cool, for man. Now, this is fine. We have two things in our checklist that we got to come back to, though. GameCubes and Apocalypses.
I won't forget. Or you won't forget.
The GameCube Apocalypses.
GameCube. That's the... I mean, if I'm going to go into the apocalypse, it's definitely the system I'm taking, for sure. It's like a cockroach. It'll definitely survive. Anyhow. All right, guys. Just bringing it back. If you like what you heard today, if you like what you heard in previous episodes and you want to keep listening to it, we'll keep posting stuff throughout the week on a more frequent basis, trying to add some more content to the Instagram and other stuff like that. If you have any questions about today, or if you want to talk about something next week, or if you want us to talk about something in 2 weeks from now, or if you want us to rehash something that we talked about before, happy to do all that stuff. Or if you want to tell us that, hey, your toes are weird and we don't like the way your hairs are cut, that's fine. You can do that too. It's all good. You can hit us up on email at onthehousepod@gmail.com. And if you would like to check out our Instagram and see the kind of memes we post, the funny shit we post, and stuff about our podcast, you can go to onthehousepodcast, search that on Instagram. That's our handle. And don't forget to like and subscribe, guys. Please do that. Come on. Like, don't. If you're going to listen to it, you might as well do that. Be a guy. Be a guy. Or a girl. Please be a girl. Or a guy. We don't care. You can be whatever you want, man. Anyway, guys, this has been the 16th episode of Tooth, otherwise known as This One's on the House. I am one of your hosts, Casey.
And I'm CJ.
And here's the part where we exit like... children.
Well, everybody, goodbye for now. Bye.
Bye.